I drifted near the crow. It sensed me. It cawed softly once, opened one reddish eye momentarily, resumed napping. But it cawed again sharply when I considered testing the barrier's ability to contain me. Without knowing how I got the message, I understood that it insisted I go roaming only by flying above the plane. The wings were there, available, but I didn't choose to don them. I continued around the camp. No ghosts watched me from any of the roads. The east and west ways were growing tenuous, while the route back north remained solid, unthreatening, even inviting. My shadow companion couldn't reach me there, either. The roads were protected, too. I raced northward. I'm not sure what I meant to do, though I had some notion of visiting Sari one more time. Long before I managed that, I got yanked back to my flesh. I did find something else to intrigue me, though, right in front of the Shadow Gate, before I went. Chapter 103. Croker was obnoxiously bright and cheerful next morning. Lady wore a secretive smile. They must have invented some kind of privacy for a few minutes. "Why are you so grim?" Croker demanded. "Didn't sleep for shit." "Nervous?" Half the guys were complaining about not having gotten any sleep. "Ghost walking." "Ah, and you saw something interesting, or you wouldn't be in a foul temper now." I talked about everything but the White Crow. I underscored my belief that Catcher wasn't too good spirits for anybody in her situation. "She's up to something." "She was born scheming," Lady said. "She was manipulating people before she could talk. Don't worry about it." "You Eden?" Kroger asked. I nodded. "Then let's get them up and headed out. Hang on while I provide you with one final taste of good cheer for my midnight walkabout. Those people we saw running toward my camp when we were climbing the hill yesterday? Guess who? You say anybody but Goblin, One-Eye, and Goda, you're wrong. I can't go back in time to find out, but I think it's a safe bet they wanted to catch us before we came up here." Croker lost a smile. "You overhear anything?" "A lot of snoring. They were asleep." Goblin did mumble something, but it wasn't in any language I understand.
"The road is open," Lady observed. "You could go collect them."
"Hardly practical," Croker said. "Even if one of us rode back, the rest would have to stay here waiting. Half our supplies would get used just sitting."
"We could all go back."
Neither the old man nor I responded, but nothing needed saying. She didn't mean that, anyway. She was just listing options. There was light enough to see the standing stones nearest us. The characters on them started to shine. They hadn't shone during the night. I wondered how they managed with so little light.
"I'm worried," I told Croker.
"So am I, but we have to make choices. You think we ought to cancel the expedition because the prodigals crawled out of their holes?" He asked Lady. "Do you?"
"No. They'll be there when we get back."
I hoped her confidence was justified. Us being gone was an opportunity for all sorts of mischief to happen back up the road. "Let's move them out," Croker said. "Grab your pole and hike, standard bearer." When I went and tried lifting the standard, it came up as though it never had been stuck. That place up ahead never seemed to get any closer. I hate open country because of